Hi, Morning Star Rising. Just wanted to catch up with you and give you a new episode of Going Where No Man Has Gone Before. I usually do a new video at the beginning of the year, but the Lord was rehearsing so many multidimensional things that were going on, and He kept on adding to them. So I kept on having to wait because things kept evolving. So there are plenty of messages on that, like dictatorship versus democracy, world views on things that are going on, concerning new alliances, the breaking down of some alliances, more like a multidimensional view on what the enemy is doing on this planet, not what man or governments are doing. So the enemy is at work unfolding his end time plan, which is trying to destroy democracy. And if you're looking at what's going on in the UK and the US, neither nation for 2 years has gotten anything done because their own government is at a standstill. And in regards to our hemisphere, there's been plenty of words that I've given you that the Lord's stating we needed to get our mind on our own hemisphere. But this is now unfolding on a new level that you're not going to hear about on the news unless you do some research. So the wake-up call is Venezuela, where people are losing their democracy. But all of South America and Mexico has on and off always been about dictators versus democracy. The wake-up call dream that I had was on the Panama Canal, and you need to be aware of the history of the Panama Canal, because right now it's a hotbed of Chinese trying to take over that area. So, there are a lot of wake-up calls, but the more recent one was what happened at Christchurch. Christchurch is a symbol of a sign of what God's saying to the whole church. And so what happened there was like a wake-up call to the body of Christ on getting your mind back on who you are, who you're supposed to be, what your mission is, and what you're supposed to be doing, because these people were sitting ducks. They had no weapons and they had no armor. So the church is being attacked. The enemy is on the rampage, but the church has no armor on. They're sitting ducks. They forgot who they were in Christ Jesus. They don't know how to be seated in heavenly places and start taking authority over the enemy. So Christ Church is a sign, a wake-up call to the church, to the walking dead church, to get your armor on, get seated in heavenly places, and get some new instructions on how to stand and fight the good fight of faith and be about doing what you were told to do 2,000 years ago, and that's preach the good news. That's the only mission we've got. Our commander-in-chief hasn't changed his orders. So anybody teaching anything else, or anybody thinking that that's something else we were supposed to be doing has, changed his orders. See, we're in the days of perplexity of nations. That's immigration. We're well into the days of the return of the days of Noah, when people are getting more violent. But we certainly are not in the last days, because the gospel isn't being preached. Nobody even knows what it is anymore. So let me read you an introduction to something I'm writing. It's just an introduction, but it's an introduction to motivate you to do what you were commissioned to do. Introduction to the good news that Jesus was preaching. He was preaching everlasting life. That is what he was training his disciples to do. And in other words, they were just supposed to go out and rehearse what he had been saying, the good news. The good news, which is everlasting life. The good news is about, you know, God offering eternal life and replacing carnal life, which is on its way to the grave life. So go into all the world and preach and teach the good news, life versus death. You're supposed to be offering everlasting life to others, reminding them that this life, carnal life, is been replaced with an upgrade. The upgrade is everlasting life, because this reality, it's on at the countdown to extinction. You know, God upgraded his reality 2,000 years ago. He replaced this one. So this one has been winding down, and we're supposed to be teaching that a new reality is coming, a new kingdom. And if you want to arrive in there, if you want to be translated over there, you got to get born of the Spirit so that you can be transported to the new reality. So we'll be speaking more on this in the days to come, friends. But your job is to be teaching the good news, offering everlasting life to others, because carnal life has been determined obsolete by God 2,000 years ago. So preach the good news. Be about doing God's business, because tribulation is upon us. So God bless you, and if you need prayer, call the prayer line. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.